Reporter there. There's shock and concern among commuters and businesses in parts of Auckland that will be sidetracked when several train routes are temporarily closed from 2023. A major rebuild on foundations underneath railway lines means everyone will be steered toward apparently express buses for several months at a time over the next 2 years. Sally Wenley reports.
The news commuters didn't want to hear.
Yeah, that's pretty rough for all of those guys. They're going to have to probably catch three buses now instead of one train, and that means double the cost at least to travel in.
It's a real nuisance because half the time they're not running.
I think people should be able to move more efficiently.
From next year, there'll be rolling closures on three major Auckland train lines. Newmarket Station feeds into schools, shops, movie theatres and malls. Newmarket Business Association Chief Executive Mark Knopf-Thomas says it's frustrating their train service will be out of action.
Not ideal, and I think it's fair to say Auckland is going through its fair share of growing pains at the moment as our infrastructure is upgraded. What we'd hope for is that Auckland Transport has got enough capacity to provide enough buses to make sure that we can get as many people from trains onto buses as is humanly possible.
Onehunga is another suburb further south on the rail line, and its business association spokesperson, Amanda Wellgreen, has already made up her mind about what transport option she will be using. She's had to use a replacement bus from central Auckland during a previous closure.
It took me something like 55 minutes to take that rail replacement bus. In the middle of the day, I think there was about six people on it, and the normal train route takes 23 minutes. I will not do that. I will not use that rail replacement bus. I will end up driving.
Auckland Transport says it will be seeking feedback from passengers. Group Manager of Metro Services, Darek Koper, says AT understands buses take longer than trains, so it's looking at installing extra bus-only traffic lights and express lanes.
We are exploring options to provide additional bus priority. We are possible to put even like a pop-up bus priority lines to get buses through congested areas much faster.
Mr. Koper says a tender has gone out for other companies to provide additional transport, such as coaches or mobility vans during this time. But it could be derailed, according to the union representing up to 1,000 bus drivers, as there's likely to be a shortage of drivers. Lewisa Jones from First Union says there's plenty of bus driver vacancies around the region, as it's not a very appealing job for some.
There's the hours of work which are long and have an unpaid break in the middle, and also there's the health and safety issues, so the amount of violent and abusive behaviour that bus drivers have to tolerate.
Auckland Transport says it will be discussing this with the drivers and is promising that not all train routes will be out of action at the same time.
Well, joining us now is Auckland Councillor Richard Hills. Kia ora, Richard.
Kia ora, Lisa. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. How do you reckon this whole thing's been handled?
It's not good at all. It's rather frustrating, especially that I would have liked to have had a say or some questions or give some of the ideas that are now coming out at the moment around pop-up buses and coaches. And I just feel if we'd, we found out the same time as you. And
when you say we, you mean the councillors, yeah?
Yeah.
Elected representatives.
Yeah. Yes, and I know we're campaigning at the moment, but it would have been nice for us to find out and be able to ask a bunch of questions and try and solve some of the issues, or at least ask how some of the issues are going to be solved while this works is going on.
So what would you do? How would you make it more efficient and faster?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to deny that we've had massive underinvestment from KiwiRail over decades, so it's fantastic to have. You're not going to sniff at $300 million worth of upgrades that need to happen, but I guess I want to know if there's going to be works going through the night. I want to know if there is, they're throwing everything at it. People from all over the country, are they coming to help us do this, just like they would do for a massive motorway closure, I'd imagine, or if they, when the Harbour Bridge was closed, they worked nonstop to get those issues back in place for the Harbour Bridge. I'd ensure that you're getting those double-deckers from the tour bus companies. I'll be working with the government on immigration to try and ensure we've already got about 500 bus drivers down the companies. I mean, everyone's facing recruitment issues right now, but I'm really worried that we're setting ourselves up for yes, we'll have some replacement buses, but whether they will be driven by anyone and whether we can get bus lanes, transit lanes rolled out, because as I think you had a caller on just before talking about how the trains are pretty good, they run well, and with a City Rail link, they'll be amazing. But if you're jumping on a rail replacement bus that is stuck in the same traffic as all the cars, you're actually not going to jump on that bus. There's no point. You're just going to, I guess, jump in your car or stay at home.
Richard, how realistic is it to create bus lanes at such short notice for these routes?
It will be very, very difficult, but this is what I want to know, what is possible. Is there, you know, we've thankfully had NZTA build some bus lanes on the shoulder on the north, the northern motorway over time, and that was pretty easy and simple, and I was pretty impressed with that, and some on the west, but are there other ways to do that using
existing road space? Well, the other way to do it potentially, Richard, is to steal a lane from the motorway and just have it for buses.
Yeah, I mean, that, I guess.
And would you support that?
Well, they're going to have to look at it. If you're going to add 40, 50,000 more people off the trains and into cars, it's going to be pretty bad news for everyone. So I just don't know how you're going to manage it. It's good that it's different. At first, sounded like it was all lines at once, so at least it's one line at a time. But, yeah, I'm just interested to know what creative ideas that all the agencies working together, and I hope they're all working together, it sounds like they are, but are coming up with. You know,
what about the complications, Richard, beyond the sort of congestion and the fact that the trips will potentially take longer? Complications like people who do a number of micro-commutes, they take their bikes and their scooters with them on the train.
Yeah, absolutely. So that doesn't sound like it's been looked into. If there are ways that you could have shuttles with bikes for a short amount of time, we're going to look at, you know, is there a ability to work with the Ministry of Transport to increase access to those with disabilities? Because I know you can't get some power wheelchairs onto buses, or definitely not the rail buses. So have they thought about that? These are all the questions that I would have liked to have asked while that was all happening. So apart from the memos and the conversations I've had with the Auckland Transport Board today, I don't have those answers, and I'd like to understand how they're going to sort it out within the next, 4 months?
Yeah, okay, let's park the election for a minute and assume that, you know, you're here after it, right? So what are your expectations and what would you want to see happen? Do you want a round table and come up with some solutions, or what is the end game?
Absolutely. So if I'm re-elected, hopefully, but I won't assume that, I would assume that the agencies all together, because what annoys Aucklanders most is if they're getting their runaround from KiwiRail, Ministry of Transport, Government, Council, Auckland Transport. So everyone needs to be in the room and understand what resources everyone has together to sort this out. And then every little bit needs to be communicated to the public, not just online, needs to be people down at the stations over the next couple of months, getting people ready, understanding what possible trips are. I've heard Derek and others talk about, oh, yep, we've got capacity on other routes, but that's fine depending on where you are coming from and going to. So if you are currently in the walking distance of a train, but you're nowhere near the Great Frequent Route that's two roads over, are you aware that's there? How can we ensure that people know that's there, and how they all link up? Is there ways to quickly get, you know, shuttles to the frequent routes from? Does that work? And we'll use the rail replacement buses better there, rather than travelling just down the line. Those are the kind
Understand.
Of things.
It is, as they say, complicated. Thank you for joining us, Richard. That's Richard Hills, Auckland councillor there, on the, wow.